Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Tom Davis. It is time now for our Community Connection, and it is brought to you by the fine folks at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Now, we've got a lot going on today, and for some folks who may have been expecting a different guest today, we're going to have Miss Bell in tomorrow at about 8:35, talk a little bit of music. But right now, we're going to talk a lot about education and vocational education. Braden's in here today from Tri-County Tech. Welcome back. We didn't scare you off forever, did we?
Oh, thank goodness for that.
No. We've got a lot to ground to cover. First of all, to Lyndall Fields, the CEO and superintendent and everything, after 30 years in education, 22 at Tri-County Tech, kind of a bittersweet thing, huh?
It is, and you know, like I mentioned, you know, we're just so fortunate enough to be led by him, and we're so excited for his future endeavors, whatever that may be.
Well, that's going to be great. But the school will be, of course, carrying on. But with that that fine running start he gave Tri-County Tech, we're off to great things, and as usual. Now, I understand that we have a little bit of business to talk about, especially for those folks who want to brush up on their education or just plain get one. We've got enrollment coming up.
We do. Our high school enrollment's coming up here in the next month, so I'm fortunate enough to be able to go out and visit the schools and chat with the students, let them learn the ins and outs of our programs, and then get those kiddos signed up for our next school year.
And how do we go about this? I mean, because I will tell you that when I was a youngster, my father never went to college. My mother never went to college. I had no idea, or trade school for that matter. I had no idea what lied ahead getting out of high school. I knew that I wanted a little bit more education, but I felt like I was jumping off a cliff. You've made that such an easy landing for youngsters who have questions, because Tri-County Tech, in many cases, is kind of with them through high school.
Right, absolutely. You know, the application process is super simple. It's a digital application that takes about 10 to 15 minutes.
And that's it?
That is it. It's super easy. And then I'll get a couple things from the school, the student school counselors. But other than that, then I'll score their applications, and then they'll be ready to go for the next school year.
All right. And do you get the little tutorial? Do you get to walk around a little bit? Do you have an orientation day?
So, we are actually hosting a virtual open house this year.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Yeah. So on February 9th from 4 to 6, students can pre-register on our website for this open house, and they can interact with our instructors, actually. It'll be from 4 to 6, broken down into four sessions. They'll get a little bit of an overview with our Tri-County Tech 101 session. Then they'll get to pick their two programs that they're really interested in, and they can interact with our instructors. And the big takeaway with that is they're getting two extra bonus points on their application for attending virtual open house, and that's a big deal.
Wow. So it's virtual, right?
It is virtual.
That means free parking.
Absolutely.
It's always free parking at the school anyway. I was just throwing that in there. But this is really going to be neat. And how do we get a hold of that link? Is it right there at the website?
Yeah, so they can go to tricountytech.edu to pre-register. Mm-hmm. And then the day of our open house, they'll be able to enter the Zoom calls with our instructors, and they'll be able to go from there.
Now, Brayden, we've got a lot of classes, a lot of coursework there, and you asked me beforehand, did you want me to go through all of it? Well, can you give me the list, and then we can see what we got going on?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have an applied welding technology program.
You'll never go broke being a welder. There's always a demand.
You're right. Yeah. Then we have two automotive service programs. So we have automotive collision repair, which is all your cosmetics, so outside the car, and then we have automotive service technology, which is everything under the hood.
And you'll always have a job because people still drive cars, a lot
right.
of them.
We have a construction technology program. We have a culinary arts program. We have
people got to eat.
Absolutely. We have a creative marketing communications program. We have education accelerated by service and technology. So that's a self-driven program that is pretty unique in itself. The students can kind of get to work on whatever projects they want to in terms of digital-wise. We provide the technology for them. So,
wow.
So anything from video animation to 3D model printing.
You just talked to half of the students who are graduating high school right there, because they all have their fingers in it to some degree, just playing around, and some have really gotten so good at it, just on their own. It'd be nice to kind of reinforce, but with with what it is that really makes it work.
It's incredible to see what those students are able to create. It's phenomenal. We have two programs that are geared toward education. So we have a teacher prep. So that's if you want to be a teacher in administration, a coach. Then we have an early care and education program. Mm-hmm. So the student, that program's actually down in our child development center. So those students are actually getting to interact with the student or the children there at our center and getting to interact with them. So if they want to do early elementary education, maybe open a daycare, maybe be a social worker, that program's really geared towards that. Then we have a computer networking and repair program. So IT people, I'm calling towards you.
They're listening.
Yeah, and then we have a cosmetology program. Uh-huh. So, and that's a full operational salon, so people can come in and out all throughout the year and get their hair cut, their nails done, maybe a facial by one of our students. Mm-hmm. And then we have two programs that are geared towards the medical field. So we have a pre-nursing program, which is unique in itself because it's just a year long, but our students get four certifications, one of those being their CNA license. So,
Wow. So
they can go work immediately afterwards, and it's a great stepping stone to enter your nursing career. Then we have a medicine and biosciences program. That program's 3 years. So that's more of a really science-based program. So if you want to be a doctor, a surgeon, a chemist, work behind the scenes in a lab, that's where that program's really geared towards.
Can that also launch you into pharmacy and things like that?
Absolutely. We have anywhere from pharmacists to vet techs come out of that program.
So you've got a full array of different directions you can go with that education. That is amazing.
Yes, and then we have a pre-engineering program that's, again, it's 3 years. And you know the engineering field's near and dear to Bartlesville, so.
a lot of that going on.
Yes, yes. Then we have a precision machining operation, so if you want to be a machinist, you know, I don't know if many people realize, but that's a pretty sweet gig once you graduate to get out in the workforce.
I did that for a while. When I was much younger, working back when we still had factories in the Great Lakes, then for 20 years they went away.
Yeah.
But now those jobs are here, and they're paying well, I understand, very well.
Yeah. You know, the demand's there, and we hope to prep our students for that. And then we're introducing a new program this year, so it's called Energy and Power.
Tell me more, because you just talked to a lot of the youngsters who have parents who work at Conoco and P66.
So. Yeah. So, Tom, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Oklahoma is the second highest concentration of an employer for energy individuals in the United States.
All ranges.
Yes. And we all know that Bartlesville is rooted deep within energy and power. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to create a program that would fit the needs of and the demand of what's in this area.
Wow, that's really nice indeed. You know, we have the research facility out there at the west part of town. So this probably runs the gamut, everything from, you know, oil, gas, wind, solar, and maybe even some types
water.
Of water, and maybe even some things we haven't even thought of yet.
Right.
Hydrogen, you know, wow.
Yeah, we're super excited to get that program kicked off for the next school year, and we're extremely excited for the group of students that that we're going to meet.
Well, this is going to be great. Now, once again, let's tell them about the virtual open house so people can get a look-see without, you know, making the trip and being unnecessarily crowded.
Right. So, like I said, you know, students or parents can join a Zoom call with our instructors. Our instructors are going to be in their classrooms. That's a perfect opportunity for your parents who are maybe questioning what goes on at Tri-County. They're able to really dive in with those instructors and get kind of a one-on-one with them and then understand what our curriculum really is.
Well, this is really great. And for folks, if you don't know where Tri-County Tech is, right off Nowata Road as you're heading toward Nowata, right here in Bartlesville, but it serves Washington County, Nowata County, and Osage County. And I understand we even have some folks who come down from that wild Kansas.
Yeah, they've snuck in.
Snuck in a little bit there.
Yeah.
How's our facility in Nowata coming along?
It's good. We're looking forward to breaking ground there here in the next couple months. So we're excited for what's to come there in Nowata as well.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be with the Boys and Girls Club, I understand. Mm-hmm. And it's talk about nice partnerships. But then again, Tri-County Tech is great with those partnerships.
Right. So. You know, we have an agreement there with Oklahoma Wesleyan. You know, some of our programs at Tri-County actually will allow for students to transfer up to 30 credit hours to their towards their associate's degree, and that's a big deal for students.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah.
So I like the way Tri-County Tech has always been able to make it work so that you can go to work once you get your certificate, your sheepskin, right. as they
yeah.
say. So, Brayden, how long have you been with them? You're kind of young yourself. Did you just graduate?
I've been there about a year and a half now. Uh-huh. So, I love what I'm able to do, interact with students and build those relationships with not only students, but with our counselors and our partner schools.
You know, it's really a nice facility there, and we learn so much about it. Every time we have a member of Tri-County Tech drop by here once monthly here on Community Connection, it's like, wow, I didn't know that. Glad we're getting that out there. Because there's just so much to learn. It's not just a two-dimensional tech school. This is tech and more. This is vocation and more. This is living, basically. All right there in a classroom, and with some hands-on application in many cases.
Right, and you know, and we like to keep you on your toes, Tom, and so we
well, you succeeded. So
we love we're there for our students. We're there to invest in our students. We're there to set them up for the most successful future that they can.
All right, and what's the website in case somebody wants to take a little look around online?
Yeah, so it's tricountytech.edu.
That's it.
That's it.
Super okay. short. Boy, goodness sakes. Now, can they get a hold of you if they have questions?
Yeah. So all of my information is there under the high school tab, my email, my phone number. They can come in if they want to come chat with me. I'd love to have a one-on-one with them if they'd like to.
All right. Great. Hey, Brayden, just a quick question here. I've got the baby. Mm-hmm. She's in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And how early is it, or how early should it be for kids to start thinking in this direction? Because she is already. And when do we start reaching out to the kids going into high school?
Right. So we like to start letting students get their feet wet with Tri-County in about the eighth grade.
That's okay. There you go.
Yeah. So normally they'd be able to come out to our campus, interact with our classrooms. Then they come again as freshmen and sophomores. Mm-hmm. Those sophomores, that's when a large bulk of our students are able to start attending as their junior and senior year. So sophomore year is when a lot of our students apply to Tech, and then they get to join us on campus the following year.
Wow. So as a junior or a senior in high school, you can start actually taking classes there while you're still in high school?
Absolutely, yeah. It's free to all high school students, and students are there for 2.5 hours a day. A lot of our rural schools, they attend in the morning from 8:30 to 11, and then Bartlesville and Oklahoma Wesleyan students, they attend in the afternoon from 12:05 to 2:35, and then they go back to their high schools.
Right there on, you're keeping it right there on the nose there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that. So it is one of those things where you can really get started if you know which direction, or you got a good idea which direction you want to move in life as far as your vocation. You can get that early start, and these go toward your eventual graduation from Tri-County Tech. Mm-hmm. These aren't like, hey, let's do this for fun. These are real credit courses.
Yes, sir, they are. They get state-level certifications, and those students, I always try to stress to them, maybe we don't have a program that specifically aligns with your career path, but we have plenty of programs that could add some skills to your tool belt. So
There you go. And once again, it's not just for kids.
Right.
We've got we call adult learners.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a time when that really came in handy back in the late 70s, early 80s. The economy in the United States was changing and not in a good way. Mm-hmm. And there were guys who had been working in different lines of work. Suddenly they're 40 years old, anywhere from 35 to 45. And that job they thought that they were going to have for the rest of their life went overseas. It was gone. And I just remember so many of them finally making that decision that they were going to get new training, they were going to learn something, and they were going to prepare themselves for the second half of their life. Well, it's not that dire.
Mm-hmm.
People are still looking to upgrade, and that's where Tri-County Tech can really make some waves. I've met women who had these changes of what they wanted to do halfway through the course of their life, and boom! they've taken on some skills and they've opened up their own businesses.
Yeah, it's incredible. The student success stories that we've had that I get to read over is incredible. And, you know, we want to be that avenue and offer that opportunity for students to you know, follow their and chase their dreams.
Yeah. You know, that, and this is where it can all begin. And it's not that far of a drive. You can actually save a few bucks, stay close to home, and learn something.
Yes, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Learn a lot of something.
Absolutely.
Well, Brayden, I want to thank you for dropping by today. Is there anything that we need to add today?
No, I just really encourage all of our parents and students to sign up for Open House, pre-register, get those extra bonus points.
All righty. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you being with us here today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Maybe this is...